Here's my favorite shot from April, and it's a bit of a strange one. So it's Wembley again, actually. So same spot that was featured in February. This is what it looks like. Well, no, it looks much worse than this most of the time. But this was a chilly April afternoon. You can see the sun kind of setting. So what you can see here is a 360 degree photosphere that's been edited on my phone to create a kind of little planet, what do they call it? Little planet effect. So I'm sitting on a 9 foot board. I've got the camera is a Ricoh Theta S, and it's in a Ricoh hard case. I've had to modify the case a little bit because it's listed as not waterproof. It's just listed as, I think it's called like rainproof or showerproof or something. So they put a little kind of O-ring gasket in the bottom, and it kind of you screw the cap on like it's the cap of a like a water bottle. But for some reason they don't rate it to be waterproof. I did test it with the original O-ring, and it did leak a little bit in some pretty powerful waves. Not this day. So I made my own little O-ring, went to the DIY store and bought like a gasket for some plumbing supplies, I don't know, like a toilet system or something. And I chopped that up and stuck it in the little gap at the bottom of the threaded section. And that fared better. I tested it a few times. It did leak a couple of times, like just little drops, but it was much better than the original one that they provide. So my ambition was to ride it, basically hold that camera on the end of a stick. I used a Kinect pole with like a tripod thread on the top. And because it's just a standard tripod, like female section on the bottom of the cap, so that's where you can see that little circle right in the center of the image. That's where I've screwed the pole into. You can see in my left hand in the image, I'm holding it's my old phone in a waterproof pouch. So I had to kind of put that around my neck, tuck it into my front zip suit when I wasn't using it. But because there's no controls built into the case for the Ricoh Theta, then the only way of controlling your camera is with the Wi-Fi, with using an app, which is a pain, as you can imagine. So I took a few still photos like this one, and I took shot some video as well. But yeah, so reflections on shooting that are quickly the settings. I mean, no, I think I did. I can't remember what settings. You can do pretty good manual control of the Theta, but I'm pretty sure I just whacked it in auto mode because it was really loads of light around, not a cloud in the sky as you can see, and it was maybe an hour before sunset. So the settings the camera chose was ISO 100, f/2, it's a fixed aperture lens, 1/2000th of a second, so a nice fast shutter speed, and it lists the focal length as 1.31 millimeters. So that's, I guess, what kind of lens you require for, well, it's basically two lenses back to back, this Ricoh Theta camera. So, and they each see 190 degrees kind of behind themselves, and then it stitches it together magically for you. And then you edit it with the Ricoh software on your phone. So yeah, a little bit of a good experience. Learned a lot from using that kind of camera. There's a few things I'd try out different. Since then, the Nikon have released one called the Key Mission 360, which is higher resolution and it's kind of 30 meter waterproof without a case, or with these like little screw-on covers that come kind of included with it. So that sounds pretty cool. I think I'd have a lot of fun using that, because you wouldn't need all of the extra faff with the housing and the phone rather to control it. So I've got a few ideas for how I could use one of those. They're quite a bit more expensive. They're 420 quid at the moment, so probably $450. But I think I'll probably invest in one at some point. I have got a different one at the moment. I sold my Ricoh Theta and I got an LG 360 cam. They do a housing which does have buttons on, so I've got that as well. Also not listed as properly waterproof, I don't think, but I've used it in the sea and it worked a bit better than the Ricoh one. It's quite a bit smaller as well. So yeah, if you want to get a shot like this, then get the LG 360 cam with a little housing with it. Cheaper and probably better and easier to use than this one. Little tip. So yeah, more 360 stuff in the future, hopefully. Super keen. I mean, you can watch it back in your VR headset as well. So I've got a Samsung Gear VR headset for my phone. So that's about that. If you're interested in that, there is a blog post on learningsurfphotography.com all about the way that professionals get this kind of shot. And it does list all the details and what I've got, the kit I use to make this shot as well. Right, that's April. I'm spending way too long on each one of these. So let's move on.